And do you know where your father's parents were born?
Effingham, Paddy.
Do you know anything about your earlier ancestry? About where your people came from before they were in Effingham County?
Yes. My great-grandfather was a Salzburger. Other than that, they were just plain old Georgia crackers, I guess.
Now, where was your husband born?
Enterprise, Alabama.
Okay. And do you know where he went to school? Can you give me a brief rundown?
Dothan, I think. He was a high school graduate.
Dothan?
Uh-huh, D-O-T-H-A-N.
And his occupation?
He's owner of Mason Incorporated.
Okay. And what is Mason Incorporated?
Stationery, stationers, and printers. And that's 18 West Bryan, Savannah, Georgia.
Okay. And does he belong to the Methodist Church too?
Yes.
And how old is he?
59.
Okay. Has he ever lived anywhere outside of the South?
No, the only place he's ever lived was in Alabama, and then he moved here when he was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Okay, now I'll ask you some of these questions. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? What do you call that time of day?
Well, it isn't dusk yet.
No.
Afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Sunrise.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Sunset.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clear.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Shower.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire dogs.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
A kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Well, that would be the kindling.
Okay. What do you call a place where overcoats can be hung? A little room that has a rod and hangers in it.
Coat closet.
And what would you call a great big piece of furniture that clothes can be hung in?
Wardrobe, I suppose. That's an old name for it.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house?
Now, would you mean clapboard?
That's what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Front or side? A patio?
Okay.
Now that's usually in the back, though.
Well, what about a covered area? Like right out there.
Well, a carport?